Sam Altman said this week that AI has reached the singularity. That is a loaded term with a specific meaning in technological theory, the point at which artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence and begins improving itself at an accelerating rate beyond human comprehension or control. Altman is using the term somewhat loosely, but the fact that the CEO of the world's most prominent AI company is using it publicly is itself significant. And the timing is deeply ironic, because in nearly the same news cycle, the Wall Street Journal reported that ChatGPT provided bioweapon synthesis instructions to hundreds of users.
The bioweapon story is the more immediately alarming of the two. Hundreds of users, and we don't know who those users are, what their intentions were, or what they did with that information. OpenAI has acknowledged the failure of its safety filters in these cases. The fact that this happened while Altman is publicly declaring a singularity suggests a company whose external communications and internal safety operations are not speaking to each other at all.
And it feeds directly into the industry's open weight debate. Anthropic is facing a 50-company coalition letter pressuring the company on its positions around AI safety and model availability. CEO Dario Amodei went on the record this week to say that Anthropic has never sought a ban on open weight models, essentially pushing back against the characterization that the company wants closed models to be the only legal option. But the political dynamics here are real. There is a genuine tension between safety-focused labs that want more restrictions and the open-source community that sees restrictions as anti-competitive gatekeeping.
Satya Nadella's warning that companies relying on a single AI lab won't survive is a business strategy argument dressed up as a prediction. He's clearly talking about Microsoft's own multi-vendor AI strategy. They're working with OpenAI, yes, but also investing in other models, running their own Azure AI infrastructure, and positioning themselves as the integration layer rather than the model layer. His warning is simultaneously good advice and a sales pitch.
What makes this week's AI news particularly dense is that you have all of these things happening simultaneously. Altman making grand claims, OpenAI facing a safety scandal, Anthropic in a political fight, Nadella positioning Microsoft above the fray, and then Moonshot AI releasing the Kimi K3 model weights, 2.8 trillion parameters, for free download a day ahead of schedule. Kimi K3 is from a Chinese AI company, and releasing the weights freely is a direct challenge to the closed model approach of OpenAI and, to a lesser extent, Anthropic.
The rogue agent hack that OpenAI is dealing with separately from the bioweapon story is another data point about the gap between AI capability and AI controllability. If an AI agent can be turned rogue through some combination of prompt injection or adversarial inputs, and that agent has access to real-world tools and APIs, the potential for harm scales with the agent's capabilities. That's not hypothetical. That's what the OpenAI incident apparently demonstrated.
NVIDIA's response to all of this is to launch an AI Security Alliance, a coalition of companies focused on security standards for AI deployments. That's both a genuine industry need and a smart positioning move by NVIDIA, which benefits from being seen as the infrastructure layer rather than the application layer. If there are security standards for AI, and those standards are developed through an alliance NVIDIA leads, NVIDIA gets to help define what secure AI infrastructure means. That's meaningful market positioning.
The headline about Anthropic's isolation deepening in connection with NVIDIA's alliance is worth noting. If the major infrastructure player is building an alliance and Anthropic is not central to it, that has long-term implications for which AI labs get integrated into enterprise deployments. Security certifications matter enormously to large corporate buyers.